Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good comes from that. And if any of you that is listening right now wants to defend those ugly Navy uniforms, you're wrong, and it's okay. Just get a hug from somebody.
On WGR.
Programming note, the last hour of Sports Talk Saturday is just going to be me powerbombing Joe Kelly through a table.
Sports Radio 550.
Oh, right, that's me. I kind of forgot for a moment there.
Programming note, the power bombing has yet to happen, and I'm waiting every day.
Well, it's not going to happen now.
Until I wear my navy blue uniform when they play the Pittsburgh Steelers and we're working the
honestly, game. At this point, I might just say,
it might bring good vibes.
Yeah,
it could bring good vibes.
Just do it at this point, honestly. Like it might be one of those things where like maybe we need to try everything, try something different. I don't know. This is Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you. I came back to a dumpster fire. Take the week off, not doing the extra point show in the midweek with Zach Jones, and everything's on fire. Right in time for the Sabres of all teams to put it out with a 9-3 dominant win.
Did they? Or is it just suppressed right now?
Well,
One more loss. They play tomorrow. The Flames could reinvigorate tomorrow, Derek. They could be back.
It is Carolina. But they're home against Carolina,
they're
which
home.
Means it's not impossible.
It's not impossible, but...
It's not since the Obama administration that you've won in Carolina. I'm not kidding.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't know where you were going with that at first. I heard that. I was like, what?
Yeah, thanks. But, yeah, no, the Sabres of all teams doused the Flames a little bit. And, hey, you know what? Here for it. Bills, though. Joe, I noticed something, though.
Did
with
you?
Your update. You seemed...
Miffed?
Irritated?
That might be an understatement. I've been stewing in this, right?
A little bit.
I
could tell.
So as you know, I've been producing the morning show, as everyone out there knows, because I've been doing the updates and everything like that. Now we're on camera, so you see my face or you hear my voice. I also worked the Bills game, right? Thursday night, was writing the article. The game story. If you haven't checked out the game recap, feel free to go look at it, WGR550.com.
And I know... how these night games go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've typically been the guy here from start to finish.
Exactly, yes.
And walking out at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Therefore, I know what time you were finished.
Yes. So it was not the best, considering I'm up at 4 to get here for the morning show.
You right? took a nap at best.
I took a 3-hour nap, yes. And I at the end of the game, I'm pleading, okay? No one can see this. But
so I should get you out as soon as possible.
I was on the ground looking up at the TV. Please make this worth my while. Please complete the comeback in the fourth quarter. You're almost there.
You did say that in the group chat.
Huh?
You did say that in the group chat.
I did. I was thinking it. Like, please.
You said that.
You were there.
I remember. I saw it.
And then all of a sudden, the yellow capes are coming. The yellow capes are coming. The yellow flags hit the ground and Deion Dawkins cost them a 4th-and-1. And right there, I knew it. I said, we're as good as in the ground 6 feet under right now. This is dire.
Yards away, 6 feet under?
Yes. Yes. And it was just like, taking a breath before I further get into this, because I don't want to unleash this yet. I have quite a bit of...
We have 3 hours.
Yes, and I have quite a bit of thought on this, but...
We have 3 hours.
The play calling...
Pace yourself.
...was abysmal at the end there. Allen himself goes to the sideline. I know it's been addressed. You can think about it however you want. Allen will never address what he really meant by it, if it was something he was actually frustrated
maybe
with.
Maybe it was a late
maybe it in. Was. Maybe it was that. Maybe it wasn't. What are we doing? I'm saying that the entire time watching this game. Like, the Sabres can't win in Carolina. The Bills cannot win in Houston with
that
Josh Allen.
True.
And that's just the way that stadium is. And I'm trying to not just sound like a curmudgeon, like I'm just angry. But at the end of the day, the Bills, for weeks now, I feel like it's been Panthers, Chiefs. Panthers, technically not back yet, because the passing offense did not look great. Chiefs, we're so back. Week after the Chiefs, Miami, we're so over. It's over. Jover, some would say. The week after that, Tampa Bay, we're so back. This team's a Super Bowl contender. The week after that now, this past week, Thursday night, it's over. The vibes have never been lower. I was driving into work yesterday, Derek, and I'm sitting there stewing with my eyes half open because I'm still asleep, basically. Luckily, no one was on the roads. Thinking, is this team a playoff team? That's where I got to. That's where I ended up. And I know that might be a little much, but realistically, valid question at this point.
And that is where the crux of the conversation is going to go today. 803-0550. What are your feelings about this team and what their season is going to be? Is this a lost season for a lot of you? I'm starting to get the vibe that a lot of people are like, okay, whatever. Like, this is whatever. Like, this is how we're going to send off Highmark Stadium. Is going to be the last game is against the Jets. Cool. Awesome. Like, that's going to be the coolest thing ever.
At least you'll be
able
to get a cheap ticket.
By the way, you mentioned it, so I went and looked for it. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, you threw the... Oh, the Sabres haven't won in Carolina since the Obama administration.
Yeah.
Joe, the Buffalo Bills have not won in Houston since I was in high school.
Yeah.
2006.
Yep. I was going to say 06.
That was my final year of high school.
That's 2 years before the Obama administration, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah. George Bush was president, and they haven't won there since. And I get it. It's a different team. It was the Oilers back in the day.
Nope.
Now this is the Texans.
This is the Texans.
Okay.
I looked at Bills-Texans in particular.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
So the Texans are to the Bills as Carolina is to the Sabres.
Yes.
Great.
Because if you look at the frequency of games in which that you play in a certain location, it should not be as frequent as it is.
They beat the Texans here. They beat Davis Mills 40-0 a couple seasons ago.
A matter of fact, since 2018, the Bills have played in Houston 4 times to in Buffalo once.
Yeah. And the one time they're in Buffalo, they murk them.
40-0.
And then every time they're there, is that including the playoff game?
It includes the playoff game in 2020.
Okay. Yeah. And every game there is a nightmare.
So they... People talk about the frequency of having to play in Kansas City. Nope. Houston's your problem.
Yeah.
You've proven even in the regular season you can win in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
In the regular season, you're not winning in Houston. So weird. Like, because the Texans aren't what I would call historically a good team, right?
Did you say not what they would call? Sorry.
Yeah, like consistently, historically, not the greatest of franchises.
No. Since their inception after the Oilers were... They had a pretty good run for a while there and just throughout history. And then the Texans haven't been able to really capitalize upon that and like continue on that. I mean, hey, Davis Mills, this defense could do it for you, though. Derek, this is the first team I've seen in a long time where, you know, like we've been saying, defense wins championships. Maybe put that in the rearview mirror, right? That's not this era of football. That defense... That violent, aggressive defense,
that
could win you a championship. And I'm not saying the quarterback, the problem for Houston, but like you get solid offense out of them like they had the other night against the Bills. It wasn't exceptional. Nico Collins did not have a game record performance. That defense made gave them the edge in that game.
That defense gave them the edge in that game, and it also gave them the edge the last time these two teams played, a year ago. Where it was, what was the Houston game though? That was the game that everyone was fed up with the wide receivers because they had just lost to Baltimore. Josh Allen goes what? It was like 9 for 30 that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they're throwing out of their own end zone to end the game instead of putting a ball on the ground. That was Joe Brady
or even
also
throwing short. Like that was on the quarterback too.
That was just hucking it down the sideline for you know what I mean? Like it was ridiculous.
But you think about it, ready? The last four games in Houston since 2018, right? It is a house of horrors, in particular for number 17. In 2018, he injures his elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Peterman has to come in and they walk it off with a pick six because Peterman.
Yeah. Peterman Day, by the way, the five interception game anniversary was this past week. So happy Peterman week.
I'm glad I took the week off. The playoff game where Allen is in his first playoff game and goes absolute pixie sticks Josh Allen. There's a lateral with like a minute 16 left that Dawson Knox has to appropriately knock out of bounds backwards so that the clock doesn't keep running.
That was crazy.
Or a penalty does not get committed. And then there's the deep ball to DeMarco. Like there's that game.
Well, yeah, they heavily relied on Duke Williams in that playoff game. Yeah. That just tells you what the state of the team at that
and
point.
And then there's 9 of 30 in the loss last year. And then getting sacked 8 times, the most in your career.
It was bad.
With Josh Allen as the Bills quarterback, can we just decline going to Houston?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll take the forfeit and let everyone, like, live.
Sneaky Joe was talking about this earlier this week. Like, could you just give people an opt-out game?
Yeah.
You get one
opt-out.
You get an opt-out game a season. Nah, I don't want to play them.
I don't want to
I don't
want to play
them. We'll erase it from the schedule.
I don't want to play them.
That's your bye week. They fill your schedule, but you just have an opt-out game.
I don't want to play there.
And you have to submit it before week three.
I don't want them to play there. I don't want to watch it. It's never ending well. Kudos to you, Houston, for becoming the most frustrating franchise low-key that the Bills have had.
It's the AFC South. You know, they haven't won in Jacksonville in the Josh Allen era either. The Urban Meyer game.
Does London count?
No.
Because they haven't won there against
Jacksonville.
Well,
technically, that was a home game against that was an away game against Jacksonville. Jacksonville was the home team.
Yeah.
So, yes, also, that does count.
That doesn't count. I mean, that counts, too, because they still haven't beaten Jacksonville in London either.
And then when Mike Vrabel was coaching the Texans, or Titans, excuse me.
Oh, they were a frustrating group, yeah.
Well, except for one game at the end where they come to Highmark Stadium and you 42 points you put up on them.
But then also you paid the heavy price, the end of Micah Hyde's career.
Yes. Yeah, that game. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Reggie Gilliam caught a touchdown in that game. I remember I was sitting in the end zone.
And then the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Taylor has that game
I was
here.
At that game.
Derek Anderson has to play in that season when Allen gets injured.
Yeah, the
and
AFC South.
Against the Colts, he was dreadful.
Can we opt out against the entire AFC South?
Who'd
Is that
thought,
possible?
Who'd have thought that the worst division in football would give the Bills the biggest headaches with this iteration of the team?
I don't know. Not me.
I don't, yeah. Me. No, like, the worst division in football, hang on, this year that narrative might be changing because there's probably going to be two teams from the AFC South that make the postseason. Jacksonville and Houston are probably going to fight for one of those spots.
Right, and they might keep, Jacksonville might just keep the Chiefs out, which is crazy.
Like, and if Kansas City loses to Houston, by the way, you've lost to all of the wild card teams that you have no advantage on all of a sudden. It's like, hey, have fun. You now just have to effectively win out. So as a hater, I'm happy. Kansas City is in a worse place than you are, and they don't have the litany of injuries on defense like the Bills do.
Yeah, no, they're just in. They're out of sorts.
They're out of sorts.
The thing
and
I struggle
with fine with that
with the hater mentality though, and I am a hater, so I'm happy to see that. I'm
if
rooting
I'm
for
gonna
their
suffer, let the Chiefs suffer too.
The season they do it though, you cannot seem to get things right.
That's true. I can't.
That's my problem.
I can't maximize my enjoyment. You're right.
Burrow, and I don't root for injuries, but another season where Burrow's a non-factor in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's a non-factor because their team can't manage contracts in their defense. Right?
As a matter of fact, they're dreadful.
Dreadful. The Chiefs are down and out. Like the Ravens, Lamar Jackson again out for a while. Their record not as good, and you have a head-to-head on them. You can't. I don't even know where to go. I don't even know where to go. I'm really struggling. I genuinely am mentally here. Like, I'm spiraling to the point of when it goes, everything else goes the way it needs to go. It doesn't ever work here. The only path through is through the tough, right? That's like what you have to worry about.
But now also, ready? When one villain disappears, the other shows up again.
Well, yeah, the Patriots.
Yeah. Like, obviously, you mentioned it, though. Like, there's no maximum enjoyment out of the Bills' biggest out-of-division rivals having worse seasons than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, they probably will end up making it eventually because Pittsburgh's the biggest paper tiger I've ever seen.
Square wheel.
But, yes.
Paper tire on a square wheel.
The Chiefs have problems with head-to-heads on every single wild card team right now, including Buffalo.
Yes. And the Chargers are going to make it miserable for them.
And then, of course, there is Cincinnati. You mentioned there's an injury again with Burrow because they don't have an offensive line for him again. Mm-hmm. There's no defense for them again. And Cincinnati takes themselves out of the conversation already.
Yeah, ever since that last run against the Bills, they've effectively taken themselves out of the conversation.
So every single non-division rival has taken themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
But it is the problem that, yeah, the Bills have added stress of their own in this one, and that team is back. Like, if Miami was sitting there at 9-2 or whatever, we would have all the confidence in the world that even as flawed as they are, the Bills would find a way to win the division because Miami's found ways to lose the division. New England's not Miami.
No. And you want to know what I did?
You did this!
your fault. After the Tampa Bay win, I open the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
What did you do?
And I may or may not have parlayed the Bills to win the AFC East and the AFC Championship because I thought we were back. In fact, we were so far away from back. It's not even funny.
You fool of a Tuck.
I said, I like the odds on this.
did it. I like the odds on this.
It's a problem.
That is not...
That couldn't have gone worse within 4 days of doing it.
Oh, boy. So, but the biggest thing is here that, like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're right. As a hater, you can't even enjoy that the other rivals are having worse seasons than the Bills are.
No, because you can't even roll in it. What do you say to them? Like,
right
ha,
now,
ha, ha, your team looks bad. They can point at you and be like, ha, 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 so does yours. You don't really have, outside of playoff positioning, you don't have anything really to
and
say.
One of those teams in particular, actually two of them in particular, the Bengals and then the Chiefs, obviously, they have hardware that you don't.
Yes.
The Bengals can point at the AFC Championship ring in a current era and go, we still have one of these. You don't. And then the Chiefs can point there and be like,
And they could point to wide receiver ones and say, we have these and you don't.
But like the only team you can really get back up on that again is Baltimore. And I'm really getting sick of dealing with Baltimore fans. Because they turn it into, how can I make this about us?
Right.
With anything the Bills do. So, like, whatever. I'm sick of Baltimore fans at this point.
I will make one positive point about the Bills-Texans game specifically. The referee, it looked like he popped his Achilles in the end zone. UB graduate, I found out from South Kapacho.
So
did not.
Many injuries in that game that not even the refs were immune
they
to
they
that.
They could not
work.
Escape it. But he did
kill
not.
Kill Thursday Night Football.
His Achilles was
with
intact.
Fire.
His Achilles was intact.
Yes.
So he's okay.
But the point being, kill Thursday Night Football with fire because everybody gets hurt.
That is the problem with it. It's such a short turnaround.
Oh,
there's no conditioning.
God.
A lot of the Bills players were limited participants in practice because it is such a tough ass to get ready on such a short week, right?
Yeah.
And then you're not fully prepared like you would be for a full week. And that's nothing. I don't blame the staff. It's just the day of the week you have to play the game.
There is a lot of luck to this as well, but there is a little bit of like a, okay, are you guys actually managing things properly with the new strength and conditioning coordinator?
I forgot they changed. Yeah, it's a new guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to wonder.
Well, a lot of injuries are happening in practice this season, and that's the concerning part. Like, Daquan Jones popped, like, his calf, he had a calf thing.
And that's luck.
Pre-game. That is luck, but, like, a lot of these, like, Shaq Thompson's injury popped up in practice, I remember that week.
Yeah.
Like, why? We don't ever get a full, like,
yeah.
How did this happen?
But then Ed Oliver has his foot stepped on, though. Like, what do you do about that? What do you do about that? Really? The answer is nothing but cry.
Is it time to take away the ping pong tables? Is that going to happen in the Bills locker room?
All I know is that somebody went and pulled an Indiana Jones, swapped some relic out, and then both teams, the Bills and Sabres, got ran over by that rock.
Yeah.
That's what's happened. Put it back. Whoever did it, put it back. We'll get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Allie in Denver. Allie, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. What you got?
Hey, good morning, fellas. All right. I'm glad you're talking about whatever got snatched off the booby trap. So I'm driving right now. I'm from Wyoming. Went to Wyoming myself. My dad played football at Wyoming. So we're going to the Jersey retirement today.
Nice.
And I'm telling you, right now, there's something a little bit wrong with all of us who choose to go to school in Laramie because it's so high and cold and just like you just got to be a little bit unwell. And I'm telling you right now, Josh is going to be there. He's going to breathe the very thin air at 7,220 feet. He's going to get recharged by the state of Wyoming because we love him as much as like we love him in Buffalo as well. And he's going to come back and whatever's going on, it's going to be okay because he's going to I feel like it's going to be all right because whatever we watched on Thursday night, I had to turn it off and just listen to Brownie call the game because I was like, I can't watch him get hit anymore because it was just so sad. So I'm feeling like this is going to be the reset we need. We've got the mini bye, whatever, everyone can get healthy, but the vibes are going to come back. And I don't really know if we're going to go to the Super Bowl this year, to be super transparent, but I would at least like to enjoy watching our team play football because whatever that was not even fun to watch. And so I'm putting that out into the world. I'm hoping and manifesting that that's going to be what we need to turn it around.
Allie, I appreciate the call. And I think that what you said is really what resonates the most there is that we do watch, like, you and me, Joe, sitting here, we have a job to do.
Right.
But anyone that's calling in, like, this is supposed to be a form of entertainment. We have to be here. What are you doing watching this team right now and putting yourself through this?
Yeah.
And Allie is absolutely right. It's supposed to be enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And this season really has not been, despite the 7-4 record.
No, it's the roller coaster you're strapped to, and it's just broken and keeps rerunning.
It's a wooden roller coaster.
Oh,
your back feels like hell.
Yeah, you have Rick, like, shaking around.
And if anyone has ridden a wooden roller coaster, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. This season is basically a wooden roller coaster at any park.
Allie wasn't the only one that wanted to turn off the TV broadcast, by the way, because, I mean, for the product on the field and the product on the broadcast, too. Owen Parker and I were talking about this yesterday. Kirk Herbstreit doesn't know what players he's looking at. He's calling out numbers and that guy.
That broadcast. Al Michaels is
and
not
Al Michaels to this. Is needs to retire. I'm sorry.
Those two are just collecting paychecks. Oh my God.
Well,
get them off of it.
They're making like $10 million a year. I looked up yesterday.
Amazon.
More than that.
Pay somebody else.
Yeah.
They're brutal.
Yeah. So that didn't really help
they
watching
the
game. They
are brutal. Like,
but,
and Al Michaels is a legend, but he's brutal right now. At least on Thursday nights. He does not look like he wants to be there on Thursday nights.
Having to, like, grab clips and stuff to play coming back from commercial breaks from Thursday night games that aren't the Bills games. There's no excitement to any of them anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, this sounds bad. This sounds bad.
Sounds awful.
I digress. That was just bothersome the other day.
But we'll get more into this. Talking with Jarrett Bailey coming up here on the other side, as Jarrett does a lot with the national coverage, looks at the Steelers as well. He has a lot of a vested interest in the Bills, so we're going to talk with him on the other side here, because I've wanted to get his thoughts for a little while here, and as I'm hate watching that game, I'm like, I'm going to send a message to Jarrett, see if he wants to join in, because I'm not feeling good about this.
Mm-mm.
But he was gracious enough to agree, and we're going to have him on coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, and we're here with you. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get back to you when we can here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.